Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Wednesday, June 3rd, and yesterday, the S&P 500 closed above 7,600 for the first time in history. It's a new record. If you have a 401k, an index fund that you use, or even a casual brokerage account, your portfolio probably looks pretty good right now. Green across the board. Maybe you checked it over lunch, felt a little rush, and then went back to your sandwich. But here's what the headlines aren't talking about. It's that of the 500 companies in the S&P 500, only 20 are actually at all-time highs. So think about this for a second. The index hit a record, but 96% of the companies in it didn't. So we're covering this today because the gap between what the stock market looks like from the outside and what's happening underneath is wider than it's been since March of 2000. Which was the exact month the dot-com bubble peaked. That doesn't mean a crash is coming. Trust me, I'm not a doomer in that sense. But it does mean that the green number on your screen might be telling you a simpler story than the one that's actually playing out. The S&P 500 is supposed to represent the broad American economy, 500 companies across every major industry. So when people say that the market is up, they usually mean the S&P 500 is up. And the assumption is that this reflects widespread economic health. Lots of companies doing well at the same time, right? But that's not what's happening right now. AI-linked stocks now account for roughly 45% of the entire S&P's market capitalization. So when NVIDIA goes up 6% in a day, it moves the index more than the hundreds of smaller companies combined. Goldman Sachs ran the numbers and found that over the past 3 years, the S&P 500 returned 76%. Take out the AI stocks, and it returned 32%. Still positive, but less than half the headline number. And since February of this year, the gap has gotten more extreme. So strip out AI, and the market has essentially gone nowhere. In May alone, AMD rose 50%. Micron rose 85%. SK Hynix rose 81%. And Marvel surged 32% in a single day after NVIDIA's CEO called it the next trillion-dollar company. Semiconductor stocks are on a run that would be hard to believe if you weren't watching in real time. And they're dragging the index to records while most of the other 480 companies sit in the background doing very little. Bank of America's chief strategist, Michael Hartnett, published a note to clients pointing out that the current pattern, a record-setting index carried by a handful of stocks while breadth narrows, is structurally similar to what happened in March of 2000. That was the month the Nasdaq peaked before losing nearly 80% of its value over the next 2.5 years. Hartnett isn't predicting a crash. He's just pointing out that a rally driven by 20 stocks is fundamentally more fragile than a rally driven by 300. Because if those 20 stocks crumble, there's really nothing underneath to catch the fall. Only about 55% of S&P 500 companies are currently trading above their 200-day moving average. In a healthy, broad rally, that number is about 70 or 80%. The other thing worth sitting with is that the companies posting record earnings are often the same ones cutting the most jobs. Meta reported $56 billion in quarterly revenue last month, the highest in its history, and then fired 8,000 people the same week. As we talked about last week, over 110,000 tech workers have been laid off in 2026 so far, and a significant number of those layoffs were announced alongside record financial results. Every time a company announces layoffs tied to AI efficiency, the stock tends to go up because I think these investors see labor costs as higher future margins. The most recent jobs report from April showed 115,000 jobs added and unemployment holding at 4.3%. That sounds stable until you look closer. Because February was revised down to negative 156,000, meaning the economy actually lost jobs that month. The labor force participation rate is at 61.8%, which means nearly 4 out of every 10 working-age Americans aren't in the workforce at all. Healthcare added the most jobs, tech-related employment declined, and the next job reports comes out this Friday, June 5th. And it'll be worth watching closely because it's the first one that fully captures the May layoff wave. So you can probably guess what we're going to be talking about on Saturday's episode. Moving on though, the picture is a labor market that looks fine on the surface and is quietly reshuffling underneath. So it seems like the headline unemployment number is holding steady partly because people are leaving the workforce entirely, not because they're finding new jobs. And the sectors actually adding jobs, healthcare and transportation, are not the sectors driving the stock market higher. The market is celebrating AI, but the labor market is absorbing its consequences. So what do you actually do with this information? The honest answer is that nobody knows whether this ends up with the rest of the market catching up to the AI stocks or with the AI stocks coming back down to meet everyone else. Both have happened before. In the late 1990s, the narrow rally resolved with a crash. In 2023 and 2024, the narrow rally eventually broadened out and the rest of the market did catch up. The current setup really could go either way, but there are a few things worth understanding about your own portfolio. If you own an S&P 500 index fund, which is what most financial advisors recommend and what most 401k plans default to, you are not as diversified as you probably think. The S&P 500 is market cap weighted, which means that the biggest companies count the most. NVIDIA alone is 7% of the entire index. In fact, the top 10 stocks are somewhere around 40%. So if you put $100 into the S&P 500, about $40 goes into 10 companies and $60 gets spread across the other 490. That's not bad, but it's also not the I own 500 companies diversification that most people imagine. An equal weight version of the S&P 500, where every company counts the same regardless of size, has significantly underperformed the regular index this year. Not a surprise, right? And that tells you exactly where the gains are coming from. The big get bigger, and the rest tread water. If the big stocks correct, the equal weight index won't fall as hard. But the one most people actually own will. So again, not giving financial advice, but if you find yourself worried about this concentration, you should consider looking into one of those equal weight funds. Warren Buffett is sitting on $334 billion in cash. He told shareholders last month that prices for an awful lot of things will look very silly. Hartnett at Bank of America is telling clients to start shifting towards bonds and defensive sectors. The market is at an all-time high, and two of the most respected voices in finance are telling you they'd rather hold cash than buy stocks at these levels. That too is not financial advice, but it's probably something you should pay attention to. I think the next few months will tell the story. The SpaceX IPO is expected on June 12th. The jobs report drops Friday, and the Fed's rate decision comes later this month under a new chair. Oil is above $93 with Iran threatening to block the Strait of Hormuz again. And AI stocks are carrying the entire market on their shoulders while 110,000 tech workers clean out their desks. Everything is fine or everything is fragile. The difference between those two conclusions is narrower than the headline number suggests. So if you hear someone talking about their portfolio or stocks this week, here's what you should tell them. The S&P 500 just hit a record above 7,600, but only 20 of the 500 companies in it are actually at all-time highs. AI stocks now account for 45% of the index's market cap, and without them, the market has barely moved since February. Bank of America is comparing the concentration to March of 2000. Companies are posting record revenues while cutting tens of thousands of jobs, and the labor market added 115,000 jobs in April, but February was revised to negative 156,000, and labor force participation is declining. Your portfolio looks green because a handful of AI stocks are pulling the index up. But whether that's the beginning of a broader rally or the end of a narrow one is the question nobody can answer yet. Again, the jobs report is on Friday and it might give us a clue, so pay attention to it. And if you don't, I promise you that we will. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.